Borad crashed over backward, slain by his own gang member. Amid the drama, no beast noticed the four fish vanish up into the willow foliage, hauled on a thin twine by the green wides they were spitted upon. Scrod's surprise was only momentary. His brain was already reacting to the fact that he was now the Vermin Gang's new leader. Leaving the spear stuck in his former chief, the tall fox grabbed the cutlass from Borad's limp grasp. He came at the otter with a blurring barrage of swift slashes. Whizz! Thunk! A slingstone from the trees suddenly rendered him senseless. Scrod's fellow vermin looked on in horror as his body collapsed in a heap. Before the gang could move, the squiddle dropped from her perch. Danger glinted in her eyes as she twirled a loaded sling expertly.
There's 20 more of us laying in the bushes just waiting on the word.
Shedding his disguise, the otter knocked daggers and other weapons from the vermin's paws with sharp raps of his polished staff. He looked nothing like the ragged dancing fool he had been a moment ago. His voice was stern and commanding.
Every beast stand still right where you are. Believe sorrow, we've got a full crew ready to pounce on you.
Half Chop, her ass who was minus a paw, gulped.
If nothing's called sorrow, you must be Bragoon.
Flinky looked at the pair in astonishment.
I've heard of ye, Bragoon and Sorrow, two mighty warriors.
Bragoon leaned on his staff and nodded.
That's us, and there's 40 more trained fighters like us just waiting to get a crack at you lot. So have the brains to stay alive and listen to what we say.
Flinky bowed politely.
Anything, Your Honour. Sure, we're in no position to be arguing with ye.
Sorrow pointed at a wobbly-nosed ferret called Plumnose.
You! Where have you come from? Speak.
Gesturing back over his shoulder, Plumnose replied.
We come from the Northlands.
Sorrow nodded.
The Northlands, eh? Then listen carefully to my friend Bragoon.
The otter let his fierce eyes wander round the hapless vermin as he ground out an ultimatum.
Get yourselves back to the Northlands, because if you're anywhere south of here by nightfall, you're all dead beasts. We're going now. But our mates will stay hidden watching you. Sit still here until 'tis properly dark. Then break camp and get back to where you came from. Sharpish! We'll be passing this way again tomorrow. Make sure you're not still here. Is that clear?
Flinky's head bobbed up and down like a yo-yo.
Ah, sure. 'Tis certain clear, you mightiness. We've all got the message, and a fine important one it is, sir.
Bragoon and Sorrow backed out of the camp. A moment later, they were lost in the surrounding trees. The vermin sat wordlessly staring at one another until Plumnose broke the silence.
What do we do now?
Flinky's mate Kringtail was in no doubt.
Like they said, we wait till it's dark. Then we gets out of here. I don't know about yous, but I'm going.
Flinky agreed.
Aye, you don't disobey too like Bragoon and Sorrow. Best do the sensible thing, mates.
Recovering from the slingstone blow, Scrod sat up groaning.
Oh, what hit me?
Slipback, a weasel with most of his back fur missing, toyed with the cutlass that had belonged to Borad.
You were knocked cold by a slingstone, mate.
Scrod felt the lump on his skull and winced.
Who did it?
Flinky chuckled.
'Twas none other than a famous squirrel called Sorrow. You're lucky she did, because the one you was going after with your blade was her partner, Bragoon.
Scrod stood slowly and walked across the slipback. Suddenly, he dealt the weasel a swift kick to the chin. As slipback fell, the tall fox grabbed Borad's cutlass.
Keep your paws off that blade. It's mine now. I slew Borad, and I'm the new chief round here.
Slipback avoided a second kick.
Only by accident. That don't make you chief.
Scrod turned to face the rest of the gang, wielding his new weapon.
Accident or not, Borad's dead. Does any beast want to challenge me? Come on.
None came forward. They knew the tall fox's reputation as a fighter. Even Borad had never kicked him about. Scrod smiled grimly.
Right. Upon your unkers. We're going to track those two down.
Little Red exclaimed.
Didn't you hear Flinky? Those two are dangerous warriors, Bragoon and Sorrow.
Scrod turned on the little fox.
You mean that old ragbag who was jigging about and trying to sing for his supper? What did the other one look like, Flinky?
The stoat shrugged.
Small and oldish. Why do you ask?
Scrod curled his lip scornfully.
Pair of little old tattered ragamuffins. And ye lot believe they was Bragoon and Sarrow? Real famous warriors are big and tough. Any two beasts could say they was Bragoon and Sarrow. These two are nothing but a pair of old impostors. Now come on, let's get after them. No beast knocks me down with a slingstone and lives to brag about it. I'll gut the two of them.